Museums in California, Massachusetts, and New York already have partnerships that support academic research, but this is new for North Texas. Van Romans, president of the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History, says it's no stodgy classroom.
You step inside our studios and they are alive and engaging, and yet the information that will be gathered will be very serious and brought out of those studios and study.
One of those learning studios is called Imaginer. It's like a fish tank, but the size of a small playground where people can see what's going on inside. But instead of water, it's filled with learning toys. There are magnets, colorful snap circuits, and a larger-than-life light bright. The back walls are painted magenta. The learning studio even looks out to a water park.
And you'll see the signage on the ceiling are great quotes from wonderful thinkers. For instance, Carl Sandburg, "Nothing happens unless first we dream." To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk, Thomas Edison. So all of that creates a very informal environment.
And that's great for experiments, says Mark Schwartz, director of UTA's Southwest Center for Mind, Brain, and Education. He explains that each Saturday, for the rest of the year, researchers and guest scientists from other universities will set up 15-minute studies, inviting museum guests to participate and interact with, say, a hammer, or something more complex, like a robot.
We want to build a very positive relationship where the outcomes include people understanding science is a powerful tool. We want to be a bit more circumspect about the kinds of solutions that might seem too easy or too quick.
It's not about using kids as guinea pigs, he says. It's about how the mind works.
We're all part of this collective and collaborative exercise of advancing knowledge so it benefits all of us. So if you already mistrust science, then we've got some work ahead of us.
Michael Connell is CEO of Native Brain, a company that uses an iPad app to teach kids how to master math. He worked with students this past Saturday at the museum's new center. He says they are trying to create a space where all sorts of benefits can't be anticipated.
The idea is definitely to create the opportunity for parents and kids and teachers and researchers to come together and have interactions that are not, you don't usually see.
This Saturday, kids can visit the museum and play with Zeno, a toddler-sized gray robot that looks like a Japanese animation character. The little guy moves his arms and legs, while a test subject might wear a special costume with sensors. Zeno's part of research by a UTA professor studying how to use robots in the treatment of children with autism. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.